Amnesty says Congo's transition to peace and democracy could be undone if the process of reforming the army and integrating rebel groups is not drastically changed. In a report, it says what it calls the failed scheme risks leading to new political and military crises, with increased violence and more human rights violations. Rebel commanders have received high-ranking positions in the National Army, despite allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The human rights group identifies corruption as a central problem with the army. It says commanders inflate troop numbers to receive more pay, but little of this trickles through to the soldiers at the bottom. It says the army resorts to armed robbery and violations of human rights to extort money from civilians. The United Nations considers the National Army Congo's worst human rights abuser. Congo started reforming its army in 2003, after rebel groups signed up to end 5 years of war, which left nearly 4 million people dead. President Joseph Kabila, who was confirmed in office in last year's first elections in 4 decades, has pledged to improve the security situation in Congo, especially in its turbulent east. He has the support of the UN's biggest peacekeeping mission, with nearly 18,000 military personnel. Franz Wild for VA News, Kinshasa.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。